Well, Investec doing better than it did before the pandemic. It seems hard to believe, doesn't it? But it has reported strong earnings performance in the 6 months to the end of September. Chief Executive at Investec, Fani Titi, on the line to us from Johannesburg. And two big factors in these results, Fani. The impairment charge, the risk of somebody not paying you, that risk has plummeted. And so you've written back some impairments. And you also did better than you were concerned about in terms of your revenues. They've picked up quite sharply. So there's, you know, better impairment outlook and then more business activity happening, and those two factors conspiring to a good performance.
Yeah, Bruce, good evening. You could have done my presentation for me earlier today. You are right that we are doing better than we did in September 19 pre-pandemic. What we are particularly pleased about is the level of engagement with our clients, both in terms of current client as relates activity, and secondly, acquisition of new clients in the UK and in South Africa, in particular in our private banking businesses. So quite pleased with the results. On the impairment side, we have seen lower specific impairments on the one hand. Second, we have seen significant recoveries, higher than we normally have. And thirdly, we continue to hold some extra impairments, what we call management overlays, given the level of uncertainty in the economy in South Africa, the fear of a fourth wave in the UK, issues relating to supply chains, issues relating to Brexit. So as a management team, we thought to be prudent and not to to release our overlays, albeit that in the UK, given the improvement in the economy, there was some model-driven release, but we then had management overlays over that. So a pretty fantastic performance, and I'm really proud of my colleagues for serving our clients and producing these types of results.
Things have looked up for both Investec and 91 since the split, the demerger of 2020. Has it got anything to do with the fact that both teams have individually been able to focus entirely on their exact operations rather than sort of constantly trying to figure out what's going on elsewhere in a much bigger business? Has that had an effect on the mindset, certainly within Investec?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. Part of the strategic logic was exactly that. Give each business flexibility to pursue its strategy, flexibility to pursue its capital allocation, and have a focused management team. So both businesses have done extremely well. Very proud of what Hendrik and the team have done at 91, and even prouder of what we have done at Investec, given exactly the point you're making, that we are much more narrowly focused and we can engage with our clients much more intensively.
And so, I mean, the decision then to give away 15 of the 25% of 91 that you still own. You could sell that stake in 91. You could raise capital. It's a wonderful asset, and the share price is considerably higher than it was before the demerger. Why give it to your own shareholders rather than raise the money in the open markets?
Yeah, look, our business generates significant levels of capital in excess of our requirements. And in fact, in South Africa, we have high levels of capital. We are going on to the advanced measurement of capital, which will also release more surplus capital. We have an investment portfolio that we would like to reduce. So we are generating more capital than we require. So we thought it was best rather to distribute the shareholding to our shareholders. If you look at the two distributions, firstly the demerger and now what we have announced, we would have distributed 70% of 91, which in pound terms equates to a return of capital of 1.7 billion pounds or 34 billion rand to our shareholders. So rather pleased that we can reward our shareholders as such.
And the decision to retain a 10% stake, what is the value in that for Investec?
Look, when we demerged, we had indicated that we wanted to sell 10% of 91 so that we can bolster the capital base of the UK business. That remains the logic today. So at a point in time, we will realize that the remaining 10% for purposes of bolstering the capital levels in the UK. So that remains our thinking, and we will wait for the right point in time to do that.
Was the Reserve Bank correct to raise interest rates today, in your view, 25 basis points, 7.25% on prime?
Yeah, I think, as Tabi said, you have to look at a number of factors. Inflation looks anchored at the moment as opposed to being transitory. As you said, there are exogenous factors like the price of oil that feed into this. And inflation in general erodes the purchasing power of rand and in fact, can hurt the poor. So it may be pain in the short term, but in the long term, protecting the power of the currency is much more important. And from an investment perspective, it also protects inflows into the country, because if we don't raise rates and the developed world raise rates, we would see a net outflow, as the carry trade, as we call it, would be less favorable. So I would agree with the decision of the Reserve Bank to raise rates. Obviously, for banks, we earn a bit more on our endowment, our pre-capital. So it's net positive for banks, as much as it may mute demand.
Fani Titi, Chief Executive of Investec. The big part of that story, giving away another 15% of 91 at a much higher price, by the way, than it was when they did the demerger. Both companies have performed considerably better since they've been in charge of their own balance sheets. So nice performances from both 91 earlier this week and Investec.